Okay, here we go. We're at the very end of Mizmar Chaf Chaf Dal. Just to go over a few little things. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's look at Pasuk. Just read the Pesukim again towards the end. Pasuk 28, page 218. On page 218, Pasuk Zayin. Ze'u sha'arim rashechem minasu pisri olam. Lift up the gates. Page 218. Mizmar Chav Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, lift up the gates, Rosh Shechem, your heads, Rosh Shechem, v'inasu pischei oilad, and may it be elevated, may it be uplifted, the gates of the world, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Beis HaMikdash, is called the gate, the entering into the pischei oilad. But what does that mean exactly? It's a very difficult concept, we'll see in a second. V'yavod melech ha'kavod, may the melech ha'kavod enter. So we learned yesterday very briefly, we didn't even do the Rashi, we didn't do the Mepharshim, but right away the gates suspected some foul play. Here are you referring to when it says v'yavod melech ha'kavod, mizeh melech ha'kavod. So the Pashto says that Shlomo HaMelech responded, Hashem izuz v'yibar. The melech ha'kavod is none other than Hashem, who is mighty. Two words which mean the same thing in my limited vocabulary. He's Izuz the Gibar. Hashem is a Gibar Milchama. Then Shlomo repeats himself. David is prophesizing what Shlomo will say. Let's start all over again. Se'u, lift up She'arim Rosheichem. And here is the difference. This we spent the whole day on yesterday. Instead of saying now Vihinosu, he says Usi'u. That is the word that where the error took place. The difference between the word vihinosu and the word usu is what caused the gates to suspect that Shlomo HaMelech was insincere, or Shlomo HaMelech was more concerned about his honor than Hashem's honor. So now after the gates gave Shlomo Musa, Shlomo now corrected himself. Usu pischei olam v'yavo melech hakavod, and may the melech hakavod enter. Mihu zeh, Shlomo clarifies, mihu zeh melech hakavod, Hashem tzivakos hu melech hakavod tzela. Okay, let's before we do the Rashi, before I forget, we know that when Vayiftach Hashem es piho osoin, when Bilam sent Balak, hired Balak, and Balak was traveling, Bayar Balak ben Tzipor, I'm sorry, Balak hired Bilam, and Bilam was traveling to Moab. Was it to wait Midian? Yeah. Bilam was from, I'm all mixed up. Wait, when Bilam was
from no place,
and he
was a hired god.
He was coming back to Moab. He was coming back to Balak. And on the way back, he consulted with Hashem, should I listen, should I return, should I take on this job or not, to curse Klal Yisrael. And Hashem told him, do not. Basically, Hashem told him, don't. And he didn't want to listen to Hashem, so he proceeded to go. And as he proceeded, he got the Hashem sent him some messages that what you're doing is not correct. And one of the things that ultimately happened was, Vayiftach Hashem es piho osoin. And the osoin opened up its mouth and said to Bilam, Lama zehi kisani zeh shalosh pi'amim, why did you hit me three times? Ki yorat haderech lenegdi, the Malach Elokim is standing on the road, the Malach does not want you to go, and you really know that, you really sense that. Why did you take out your frustration on me? You're the evil person, not me. Okay, we all know that whole story. So what happened? What does it say in Rashi on that pasuk? Shortly thereafter, the Malach killed the donkey. The donkey was executed. Why? What? After the whole thing. Why? Why did Hashem kill the donkey? Because it was a miracle, a malah miderech hateva, that the donkey had a koyach hadibur. And the whole world was talking about this. This was the headline news in the mainstream media. And this news basically was an enormous humiliation to Bilam. Bilam was no tzaddikal. Bilam was a Rasha. Yet, an animal to give Musa to a human being is a humiliating reality. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not wanted to spare Bilam from this humiliation to a small degree, that it should not be they take this donkey and bring it to a museum. This donkey, if had it remained alive, it would have been seized, it would have been put in a museum, and everyone would come every day to look at the donkey. This is the donkey. Exactly. This is the donkey that... Okay, that's exactly. It doesn't say that in Rashi. It doesn't. I don't believe it says in Chazal that it'll be an object of worship.
Well, there are some that say that it was that the busha would be for the donkey. He used to be able to talk, and now suddenly he's knocked out to a normal animal again. So
okay, that's a different idea.
Yeah,
idea.
I understand, but that's one. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shakol
Mi'Avigdoroi. That's a very interesting idea, but let's look very posh. The very part, the posh of pshat, the very simple pshat is. I'm going to try to say now a chiddush that is not right, but in the same way. but you're not going to like this. But the pashup shot is the donkey humiliated a human being, and Hashem, although Bilam was a rasha, Hashem did not want this to be tolerated in this world where an animal should be acknowledged for its koyach to humiliate human beings. Yeah.
But well, everything you want to say about Philip, he must have been a very, very special lawyer, which Berkeley spoke. He was no simple man.
Right. Hashem selected him to be the agent.
Right. What
do
you want to say about
him? I know this. It's a very controversial thing you just said, because some want to say that Adarabba, he was the lowest of the low, and Hashem Bedavka selected him because he was so low, because to give to create a bechira chashus in this world, a balance. There always has to be when it comes to a muna. There's always a bechira. If Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who spoke words of nevuah, look, Moshe said, well, how did Moshe get there? Because Moshe worked on himself his entire life to reach the exalted level where he comes connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no nesoyim in this world.
He did also, but
it doesn't say he did anything. Adar Rabbi, he was not with kedusha, taiva.
No,
he was about taiva.
No, he was a master of the kofar.
He lived with his donkey.
The Torah says that nations of the world will say,
right.
Israel had Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
What about us?
What about us?
Even us that's or something. Because
Hashem gave the goyim a navi.
You got one.
They have a navi, and their navi came. His prophecy came without any amelos. He didn't work. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything to deserve it. Adarab, he was a kula taiva. He committed the lowest of the low, the worst averus, and yet Hashem still gave him a direct communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a challenge for humanity. They look at Moshe, they look at Bilam, both of them are communicating directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person says, why should I join Klal Yisrael to reach divinity, to become a religious person, to connect with Hashem, when I can become a Bal Taiva, a Menuvel like Bilam, and can also communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a Nisayon. It creates this balance of Bechira Chavshas.
I mean, what I wanted to say was, Rabbi Albert points out in the Midah Nisan that Pirkei Avos, according to like towards what you say, when Pirkei Avos says the differences between Avraham and points out the difference between Avraham and Bilam is thus and so, which tells you, what are you talking about? It means you're saying that Avraham and Bilam did have a lot of things in common. Yet this is where they differ. How could you say that? Yeah, in other words, so what is, in other words, boy, oh boy, that's the statement right there by saying that these are the differences. They both spread the word that there is a God in heaven.
But in a very different way.
How do you deal with it?
There's always the chiruchav. Okay, but that's not the point. Over here, the simple understanding of Chazal is that the Shvaruch Hu immediately took the life, removed from the world this animal, because it is a human, in utter humiliation, a human being should be rebuked by an animal. But even though Bilam was a Rasha, Hashem did not want that to be tolerated in this world, so he was eliminated. Question. Over here we have bricks and stones giving Musar to the greatest man in the world, Shlomo HaMelech. Isha HaShalom Shaloi. Chazal said that Shlomo sat on the Kisei HaKavod. HaMelech Shah HaShalom Shaloi. I mean, you read the Mamar Chazal, Shlomo HaMelech, he's like, Mamish, the Spitz, it doesn't get better than this. Shlomo HaMelech. And who's giving him Musar? It's even worse than the animal. The animal, Vayiftach HaShem Es Piho Asam. And Chazal said that cannot be tolerated. It was a one-time event, and there had to be the animal had to be removed in order that people should not look at this animal and say, wow, this is the donkey that gave Musar to a human being. That cannot be. Al-achas kama v'kama, ben b'neshtol kal v'choymer, when you're dealing with a creature, with an object that's not even a medaber, that's not even a chai, you're dealing with a doinim, you're dealing with bricks and stones. Bricks and stones is speaking not to a Rasha, Bila, it's speaking to the holiest person who ever existed, not whatever that means, Shlomo HaMelech. So how could this be tolerated? And Shlomo was humbled. Shlomo says, you're right. When I said, I misspoke, when I said, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, I said it in a way which misled you and the people in surrounding us to think, if this is what the door said, so obviously this is what people standing around Shlomo Melech also may have thought. But here is Shlomo Melech over here. They want to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I know, even though we have a halacha that you're not going to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim, but there are exceptions. When you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for a purpose, it's permitted. You're only not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when there's no purpose. But when you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for a purpose, like in this case, you got to bring the Aron in there. I mean, when are you going to bring the Aron in there? So they took the Aron to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Unless you want to say a Chiddush, they brought it on Yom HaKippurim. But he anyway had to go inside, because the Chanukas HaMikdash took place on Yom HaKippurim. They put that aside. They went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And here he made a statement. The doors did not want to open. Like we learned, it didn't fit. And Shlomo Melech made a request. Open up the doors, expand. V'yavol melech ha'kavod. And his nuance of expression misled the doors and the people we're assuming that surrounded him to think that when Shlomo HaMelech said the melech ha'kavod, he's talking about himself. So Shlomo Melech says, no, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the melech ha'kavod is Hashem. And what misled you to believe that, to make a mistake and think I'm talking about myself, is because I said the word vihinosu, and I did not say the word su'u. I did not say su'u. Okay, I'm now going to correct myself. Chotosi. I'm going to say the pasuk all over again. Su'u. Shodim roshechem u'su'u. Be lifted. It's a command. Pisa, not. And it shall be lifted, which is a connotation of malchus. I'm referring to myself. No, Sue, I'm going to correct myself. But he made a mistake. And the doors gave him Musa. So that means every time you come and you pass those doors, it's like a museum, the Beis HaMikdash. These are the doors that humiliated Shlomo HaMelech.
Now, actually, a miracle was needed. The natural way was for the doors to be where they were. They didn't do anything specifically like the donkey humiliated him. They did the natural, what they're supposed to be. It didn't fit. So it was not that,
But this is the record. Different. This is the story. I know, it doesn't say anywhere in Chazal that Ben HaShemosha is the Maisa Bereish.
It's not that they opened their mouths.
Going off on Drush. It doesn't say in any Chazal that Hashem created the peh, the mouth of the doors, Ben HaShemoshas. It says that Hashem created the piho osoin, the koich adib of the piho osoin, Ben HaShemoshas in Ma'is Liberations. It's a different level.
You can't put it to 2 amas.
100%. All right, but the point over here is there was a conversation. This is what it says in the Medrash. This is what we read inside. This is the Medrash. The Shlomo Melech is coming, and he's speaking to the doors, and he's saying, and they bring the Aron, it doesn't fit. It does, so he says, no, expand, open up, if you figure out, do it. And the door says, you mechutzef, who are, that's what it says. Mize melacha. You were b'chutzav.
Who's saying that?
The doors are sealed. This is what says that we'll read the Menashum. Shlomo HaMelech said, V'yavo melech kavo. Yes, yes. I will read the Menashum side. We'll get in a few moments. Mize melech kavod. How dare you? You telling me to open up the door so you can come? You're the melech hakavod. You speak in such a way where you mislead us. So when you speak in such a way, so what did the door? So Shlomo HaMelech says, you're right. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. It's Hashem Izuz v'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Mulchama, and now he repeats his mistake, and he says the pasuk all over again. Se'u she'arim rasheichem, u'se'u pischei olam, v'yavo melech hakavod. So here he changed that one word. The only difference is that one word, the one word of saying it, u'se'u instead of the yinasu, which lay. So the bottom line over here is, and then he clarifies, me who's the melech hakavod, Hashem tzivakos who melech hakavod tzal. He clarifies that I'm now referring to myself. So the question over here is, the doors put Shlomo HaMelech to shame. Why were these doors allowed to continue to exist after they put Shlomo HaMelech to shame? Just like Hashem took life of the Osain because of the embarrassment, so why should this be different? No matter how much Kedusha the stones have, they are still nothing more than a doinim. They're a doinim,
so
and Shlomo is a...
World, so whoever bangs your head, he's the one who's
going to get it. The Osain humiliated a human being. The consequence was the Osain was put to death immediately. Here, and in that story, the Osain was a chai, a living creature. And the human being that was humiliated was a lowlife. Here, we have a doinim, a lower level, who spoke according to the Medrash words, and he put to shame a human being who was a kodosh beyond anyone's wildest imagination. It doesn't say about anyone that he sat on the... What?
The case did not have Kedusha.
So they had Kedusha, but it's a doimim. So they had Kedusha. It's a doimim.
No one's going to start to think that doors are putting Shlomo to shame.
Well, we have a record. We have a record. We have a mizmah. We say this all the time.
These are, but it's still not the same thing as a donkey talking back to you. The doors didn't talk back to you.
It did. It did. It says here it did.
Kedusha wasn't the donkey talking. It was relationship all along. That's the halacha of Abaya Behemah. You killed the Behemah.
No, that's not why the animal was killed. It says Beferush and Rashi. The animal was not killed because he lived with the animal. You're right. The animal was Chayiv Misa because the animal engaged in an act for which it's required to be put to death. Only with witnesses, by the way. You have to have witnesses. The reason why the pasuk says the animal was put dead was because they were going to take this animal and bring it to the Metropolitan Museum of the, what is it called? The Met. They're going to bring it to the museum. What?
Natural,
whatever they're going to bring. They're going to put it in the museum, and everyone's going to buy tickets to come to see the donkey, to pet the donkey, to pet the donkey that humiliated, that spoke. No. I don't want such a thing, Hashem. That's not what the world. When I made a world, the world has a certain dignity. There's dignity, even though Bilam is a Rasha, and Bilam tried to commit genocide by destroying Klal Yisrael with his Klala. Can you imagine? Even so, despite the fact what is his terrible Avera, in this world is dignity. There are human beings and there are animals. An animal does not humiliate a human being. And therefore, I do not want there to be a museum where they're going to come to pet and worship this donkey. So, al-achas kama v'kama, when you're dealing with stone, wooden stone, that humiliated Shiloimai HaMelech, and we have it right here on record. We say this mizmar every time you put back a Sefer Torah. We say this mizmar, every single, on Rosh Hashanah, we open up the Yomim Noirohim. Okay, now I told you the whole story. But every, the Yom Noirohim, after Ma'ariv, after Vina Malkeinu, you say, Ludavid Mizma, you open the yard. So how come the doors, how come that we don't have any consequence? You know what the answer is? That's right. They were removed. In the Bayesheni, what did not exist in the Bayesheni? The doors. This whole section of the Mikdash in the Bayesheni didn't exist. It was called the Amotraxen. Now there are technical reasons. What? Over here, in the Bayis Rishon, you take out, study the Sefer Melachim, you take out all these beautiful books I have today in the Judaica store showing depictions and illustrations of the Bayis Rishon. In the Bayis Rishon, there was a brick wall, or a concrete wall, I don't know, whatever, between Mavdil, Bein HaKodesh, Uvein HaKodesh HaKodoshim. There was a wall, a complete wall. And in the wall, there was a doorway. There was a doorway. And the door was exactly 2.5 amos wide. And there were doors. And when they opened up the doors, they put a curtain. So there were doors, and that's the reason why, by the way, we have, on every shul we have a curtain and we have doors. Because in the Bayis Rishon, there was a doorway, there were doors, and there was a curtain. So we have a curtain and we have doors, just like it existed in the time of the Bayis Rishon. When they built the Bayis Sheni, it was different. Because in the Bayis Sheni, they raised the ceiling for whatever reason, to instead of being 20 amos and 30 amos, in the Bayis Rishon, the height of the ceiling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 amos. The height of the ceiling in the Heichel was 30 amos. And the thickness of the wall was exactly 1 amo. 1 amo was the thickness of the wall. So being that the dimensions, it was 20 amos long, and the height was 20 amos inside and 30 amos outside. So it was possible in the laws of construction to build a concrete wall that was one amo wide and have in the center a doorway, put on two doors with hinges and open up the doors. And after you open up the doors, there's a curtain in the middle. But in the Bayis Sheni, it was a different story. The height in the Bayis Sheni was, I know what's calling them. The height in the Bayis Sheni, the height was 40 amos tall. In the Bayis Sheni, the height was 40 amos tall in the Bayis Sheni, and they were not on both sides, and it was impossible. The technology was not possible to build a wall that's only 1 amo thick to a height of 40 amos. So they could not have a wall. If there's no wall, there's no doorway. There are no doors. So what then did they do? They put up two curtains, two massive curtains, because they to mark off where the 1 amo is. It was called the Amotraxen. Why do you have to have two curtains? Just put one curtain. They didn't know if the thickness of the wall has the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or the thickness of the wall as the Kedusha of the Kodesh. They did not know. So to play it safe, they put up two curtains to mark off where the wall should be. There is no wall. There's no cement. There's no concrete. There's no wood. There are no doors. You don't have to go to some company to buy doors, French doors, and just two massive curtains that go all the way up to 40 amos both ways. The doors are gone. Why? I told you the technical reason. You know, today's day and age, don't worry, they have materials. They have materials. They can go to the moon. Rabbi Chol, did they really go to the moon? My grandmother never ever accepted. My mother told me, she died before I was born, she never accepted that they went, because she refused to believe.
My son had a Rebbe in Yeshiva, the ninth grade, who said that it was all phony.
Okay. Just for the record, I fully believe they went to the moon. I have no doubt in my mind. However, there is incredible evidence that there were some things that they did. Incredible slogan evidence that some of the presentation, some of it to the country, was a little bit little bit of smoke and mirrors, even though they definitely went to the moon. But anyway, let me finish the thought. In the Baal Yeshen, there was no door. Why not? So I know the technical reasons we went to, but Al Derech Drush, you know why there was no door? Because of this. Just like the Osoin was eliminated immediately after it spoke up to Bilam.
It was hanging around over 400 years.
Okay. It survived, but ultimately in the Bayis Sheni, no one should come and look at the door. They weren't the same doors. It was destroyed. It was recreated. But the concept of the doors making a replica of the Bayis Rishon, where to a degree it should be, they couldn't find the solution. Everything was open. Yiruch HaKadosh. I'm suggesting al derech derush. It's a very peculiar thing that in the Bayis Sheni, there's a gra on this. There's a gra on this concept. It's a very beautiful girl. We once spoke about it. I'm not going to do it now. There's a gra that deals with this. This is a very peculiar thing that in the Bayis Sheni, there was no door. There was the Amatraxin. Why did that have to be? So you give me all the technical reasons. No technical reasons, but technical is just a physical manifestation of something that's more spiritual.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. You know, this was like a busha to Shlomo, but on the flip side, it was a big covet for the David HaMelech. You know, the enemy's down.
So that's right.
It gave birth to the.
That's right. The enemies, when they ultimately said, "Bavur David Avdecha, Al Toshev Yemshichacha," which is very interesting. Why that's not recorded in this mizmar? Why is the whole story broken up across multiple, or at least this case, at least two mizmarim? Over here, it doesn't say that. It should conclude the end of the story. The end of the story was, even though Shlomo HaMelech said all this and he corrected himself, so it sounds like, okay, now the doors opened up. No, they didn't. Okay. Too little, too late. We're not doing nothing for you. He had to say in the Zuchus of David,
right.
And then all of David's enemies who said that he was illegitimate, then it finally opened up.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so trying to suggest,
I'm still stuck on the
assumption.
You know, that was one of the Twilight Zone creations, right?
Yeah. Correct.
And those only had limited time, limited mission, and then they disappear. All those things.
Correct.
They disappear.
But Bein HaShemosh Keherfayim.
Have not yet appeared in case of one of them. So,
people also.
So, yeah. No. So, once the mission is done, it has to go because it's not something that's part of the teva.
That is the nature of Bein HaShemoshes. The nature of Bein HaShemoshes is keherifying. It's gone in a second. It's something that we cannot even define, right? Bein HaShemoshes is a zman that cannot be defined. So anything that was created during Bein HaShemoshes that manifests itself throughout history. It's something which you can't even touch. You can't even get put your hands on. All right, so this is our suggestion.
Can I make my comment now?
Sure.
What interests me is that in Per Pasuk Ches, it says, Mizamel HaKovoid, Hashem Izuz V'Givar, Hashem Givor L'Chama. So it mentions Givar twice. You know, who's the Hashem is on? In other words, why is he being on and apparently Gibor, that's why he's being honored, which is a question in itself. Why Gibor? Why is he honored? But then also in Pasuk Vav, it changes, the base or whatever, it flips. It doesn't say Gibor. It says Hashem Tzvokos Umel Hakovos Elo.
So what do you want to say? So what do you want to suggest?
And why is he being honored because he's a Gibor? Maybe he should be honored because of some other reason.
Okay, so what are you suggesting? It's a very good question. What are you suggesting? It's a very tough question.
I'm asking the question, Hashem Tzvokos. And then that changes also, Hashem Tzvokos.
Okay, I don't know the ear, but one thing that does come to mind is that one of the reasons why Hashem did not allow David to build the Beis HaMikdash because David was the Gibor. This is the inauguration of the Mikdash. There's a lot going on here. This is the inauguration of the Mikdash. Who is really meant to inaugurate the Mikdash? David. He's the one who laid the foundation and wanted to do everything. And Hashem said to David, David, you cannot, because you're a Gibor. What does a Gibor do? A Gibor kills people. A Gibor kills people. So here, when Shlomo over here is talking about Shlomo is saying to Hashem,
Hashem is being honored because he
can. Yeah, because Hashem is the Gibor, and obviously the title of Gibor, Hashem gives life. Melech Melech Sumechayeh. Obviously, I don't know, but you have to appreciate this is a very, very, very intense moment. Here is the Chanukas HaMikdash. This is something which David HaMelech was longing to do his entire life. David did not live to see this. He did not live. Shlomo is coming here in the place of his father. Very end, like as you said, he says, Bavur David Avdecha, Al Toshep Neim Shichecha. They're coming and they're bringing the Aron, and there are a lot of problems. There are a lot of issues. The doors don't want to open up. Shlomo HaMelech, he misleads the doors to think that he is the Melech HaKavod. He has to correct himself. And you're very correct, this needs to be defined. When Shlomo HaMelech says, Mize Melech HaKavod, when the doors challenge Shlomo, he says, he clarifies, Hashem has many titles, many hats, many dimensions. And Hashem, he defines Hashem very precisely with the terms, Hashem is Izuz Vigibor, Kama. And then he repeats himself with a new expression called a Gibor Milchama. What is the difference between Stam, Gibor, and number two, a Gibor Milchama? What is the difference? I don't know.
To be honest, is there a Gibor? To hold back, to control yourself. So the first one is Hashem controls
you. The second one, the first one is control. The second one is to the Gibor in expressing, Pshuta Kanash Mai. Two different types of Gevura. A Gevura of restraint,
right,
and a Gevura of expression.
Right.
Of expression. Okay?
Izuz,
there's Izuz the Gibor, and then there is Gibor Mokhamba. Okay, it's an excellent question. It bothered me when I prepared. It bothered me. Why, according to the Medrash, the gates said to Shlomo, you're referring to yourself in this location, and you're the Melech HaKavod, and Shlomo has to go on the defense. No, when I said Melech HaKavod, I'm not referring to myself. I'm referring to Hashem. Why does he have to describe Hashem at this moment as Hashem is the Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Muhammad? I don't know. Okay, I want to look at the Maral.
By the way, the Lukutei Shas mentions that all the people who heard him were running after him. They ran after him and said, well, what did you say? He said, no.
He was embarrassed, exactly. It comes to add to the drama.
Not the gates, not the walls, in other words, the people.
The people were
they're running out.
What did you say? Let's see what it says over in the Maral. There's a beautiful Maral over here. Let's see on page 221 in honor of Rav Mechol, the master of Maral, Talmid Muvok of Rav Shlomo Kalbach, his Rebbe Maskil L'Shlomo, very tremendous Talmid Chacham who has tremendous ideas, incredible ideas in the Maral. The Yavoi Melech HaKavod Medrash. Look at the Pasuk Tes on page 221. V'yavo melech hakavod, v'yavo melech lama nikra shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech hakavod. Shuchoylei kavod l'abriz. This is a beautiful Maamar Chazal. The reason why Hashem is called the melech hakavod is because Hashem, he gives kavod. Hashem dish. I'm reading page 221. I didn't plug this in. One second, I didn't plug my. If I don't plug this in, we're gonna run out of power. All
right.
Look at the Medrash.
Let's see.
Isn't that beautiful? The reason why Hashem is called the Melech HaKavod is because a Zehu Mechubad Hamechabed. Hamechabed. Yeah.
What's the
problem
for seeing a
Melech? Cholak mechvoidoi lebos avedam. Shenosan. For a guy, shenosan mechvoidoi lebos avedam. Hashem gave, very good, beautiful. The bracha you make on the melech is shenosan. Hashem has given mikhvoidoy lebosar v'dam. Klal Yisrael kol b'nei Yisrael melochem ninu. Every Jew is a melech. Every woman is a queen. Kol kivuda bas melech p'nima. Every Jew, kol b'nei Yisrael melochem, every woman is a queen. Chazal say both. And what does that mean? It means Hashem is shecholah. Mikhvoidoy lebosar v'dam. Lama nikra shema shekosh baruch hu melech hakavod shehu choylei kavod lebriyos. Ketzat. Melech v'dam, melech v'dam, v'dam, ein roich, what does it mean kavod? Ein roich v'mal susoy. V'ein mishtam shem b'shar vito, you do not use his scepter. V'ein yoyish v'en you don't sit al kiso. V'ein loiv shem at torosh, you do not wear his crown. Avol ha-kodosh baruch hu, here give Eliyahu al susoy. It's a beautiful medrash, unbelievable, beautiful medrash. All of the examples that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given, allowed man to use his royal objects, his royal kelim. Look at this medrash, astonishing medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here gives Eliyahu al susoy. Dechsev, bisufa uvis oro darko. Okay, it says about, it says, v'ne'amar, it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, Hashem is with a whirlwind. A whirlwind and with a storm. Usa'ora means a very great wind. However, this medrash is interpreting when it says this represents when HaKadosh Baruch Hu travels. As he travels. Hashem travels in a whirlwind. When Hashem travels, there's a lot of activity in the atmosphere. And when Eliyahu Hanavi went to Shemayim, he ascended to Shemayim. He ascended, v'nemar v'yal Eliyahu ba'sa'ora ha'shamoyim. When he went, he perished, when he died, he went to Shemayim ba'sa'ora. That's exactly the same term. Okay, that's exactly the same term that Hashem is used in reference to Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he travels. U'mosar shifta l'moshe. Hashem gave his rod to Moshe, nemar v'yikach Moshe es mateh elukim b'yodo. Okay, Hashem takes, and Moshe took the mateh elukim. The Hoyshiv L'Shlom Al Kiso, and Hashem put Shloimai HaMelech on his throne, as it says, Shneva Yeshav Shlomo Al Kiso Hashem L'Melech. Okay, whatever, that's a very mystical concept, that Shlomo sat on Hashem's Kise. U'Melech HaMashiach.
His own Kise was designed in such a way
as is mimicked the Kise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'Melech HaMashiach Osid Lilboish Atoro Shaloi. The Melech HaMashiach will wear Hashem's crown. Shenemar Toshis Lirosh, to set on his Lirosho Ateres, a crown. Vinemar Roshoi, on his set is Kesem, positive, finest gold, Atkan. Four examples where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the instruments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are given over to man. The four people, again, over here are Eliyahu, he brings Mashiach, Moshe, who was the Goel Rishoin, the Goel Acharon, the Goel Rishoin, and then the Melech HaMashiach. And who are the four? The very point: who are the four people are? The first person was over here was Eliyahu. He was the Goel Rishon. The second one was Moshe. He was the Goel Rishon. Eliyahu was the Goel Achan Goel Rishon, and Shlomo was the Melech. Okay, three examples or four examples? Then Melech HaMashiach.
No.
And Melech HaMashiach.
That's the point here.
Eliyahu.
Okay, we'll see that.
Four: Eliyahu Hanavi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Melech HaMashiach, and Shlomo. Obviously, all four have in common, they all represent redemption. They all represent different dimensions in Geula. Different.
Even though Melech is the water.
Even though what?
Even though by Melech we say, Ein Kavodo Mochel. That he can't be
Melech on his cover. Melech can't be Melech on his cover. Right. But also Hashem, okay. He's saying very good. Okay, now, there are two hours I want to make about this. Number one is, everyone knows that not so long ago we learned the parasha of Kedoshim. Ish imo v'aviv tira'u v'yashab soysay tishmaru. Ish imo v'aviv tira'u. So Rashi in the beginning of the parasha says, what is the difference over here when it comes to fear? What comes first? What comes first is the mother. And what is second? The father. So Rashi asks, why is it by Kibud Avoim there the father comes first and the mother is second? So Rashi explains what he says. And in the process, at the end of that Rashi tells us what exactly is the difference between kavod and fear and moira. And kavod, Rashi says, is to feed your parents, is to provide them with shelter. What is fear? Do not sit on their chair. Do not contradict them. Do not basically use their, don't sit in their chair. Do not use what is miyuchid for them. Question. If Rashi there translates, is anyone here cold? Are you cold? I'm just make the temperature a little bit higher. Raise like to 71, 72. So what Rashi over there, what is kavod? Kavod, what is kavod? Kavod is to feed. What is fear? Fear is don't sit in their chair. Here, why is Hashem called the Melech HaKavod? So kavod, Rashi says, by Hashem is don't sit in Hashem's chair. Don't use his shag, don't use his crown. That's not kavod. That's fear. Kavod is to feed and to shelter. Fear is don't sit in their chair. Mamash, Rashi, do not sit in this place. And here, Rashi says, why is Hashem called the Melech HaKavod? Because he gives kavod. And the example is, ordinarily a king, when it comes to a king, Melech Bas V'Dam, Ein Roich Malsusa, V'Ein B'Shtam Shem B'Sharvita, V'Ein Yoshim Al Kisoy. That's a kavod, that's fear. So what's going on over here? So obviously, and yet in this week's parasha, what do we have all over again and again? Again and again, V'Yoresa Me'elokecha. V'Yoresa Koldavar Shenimsar Leliboy. Koldavar Shenimsar Leliboy Shel Adam Ne'mar Boy V'Yoresa Me'elokecha. Okay, so we have all over the Torah, we have fear, and we have fear. Now, what okay, so let's not go. Tira, the rabbi said, okay, so then, and many times, right? So we find over here now, I can't prove it to you now, I don't have it, but part of as the rabbi is telling me, Chachamim. The rabbis tell me, let's just leave it with a question. It just, we'll have to come back to this point another time. It is a very interesting thing here that we see that what is called kavod for Hashem translates into yireh by a human being. It's not the same. Hashem is in a class by himself. Okay, what is called kavod by Hashem, giving honor to Hashem, is one step up over a human being. By human beings, there is kavod and there is yira. When it comes to Hashem, it's not by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same thing, just on a higher level. It's not that it's on a higher level, but rather it's something qualitatively different. We like to think, oh, Hashem is our buddy, right? Hashem's our buddy, right? So whatever we have in this world, it's a dogma. So just like when it comes in this world, you give kavod to your parents, so you give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You fear your parents, so you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, that's a mistake. The concept of kavod and yira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a different league. It's not by man, it's 90%, and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's 100%. Hey, don't worry about it. Tamari is a good girl. Don't worry about her. It's okay. Don't worry about her. She's harmless. Don't worry about it. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, It's not just more an intensification of what we already have. It's qualitatively different. If by a human being fear is not, is it, by a human being fear is called not, what is a greater midah? I mean, you can't really judge which is greater, which is less, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts where man you leave off, where you end. A person, he loves his parents, he feeds them, he clothes them. Then he higher level. Make believe. Let's just make believe for a moment that fear is a higher level, which is not necessarily true. But let's make believe for a moment. There's kavod, you honor them, and you fear them. Kavod, you do certain things, and you fear them. You don't sit in their chair. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to have the two madregas. We have to have the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu first begins where you end off fearing your parents. If we are to make an assumption that fear is a higher level than kavod, so we have kavod and a higher madrega, fear, by a parent. Now we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So you see, it's a higher level by Kriya Shema, by Beit Brachim.
Who your fear? Fine. Okay. In that respect.
Yeah.
So now when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to be the two madregas. You have to give kavod to Hashem. You have to fear Hashem. The starting point of kavod is the ending point where you left off by your parent. By your parent, the highest madrega is fear. What does it mean, fear? Don't sit in this chair. Now we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be mechabed Hashem. Give kavod to Hashem. Give fear Hashem. The kavod of Hashem first begins where of don't sit in Hashem's chair. That's where you end it off.
The fear of people.
Of the fear of people. It's you're going to a different spectrum entirely. Higher madrega. Okay, that is.
Yirat Hashem is a mitzvah ase, not mitzvah lo tase, lo lasot, not to do this and not to do this, not to do this. No, it's a mitzvah ase, fear him. Don't use his name. You cannot use his name even. I can call my father by his name. I'm not allowed to, but I can.
Exactly. Okay, now we didn't even do the Rashi.
You can't call your father.
Right. Okay, I wouldn't even do the Rashi. Let's do the Rashi. The Rashi over here says, Pischei, let's go back to the Rashi. Pasig Zayin, let's even go back to Pasig Zayin. Su'u Sharim Rashaychem. Let's just, we spoke about all these Midrashim, but we didn't even say, even look at them in the inside yet. Pasig Zayin says, Su'u Sharim Rashaychem, Bimei Shlomo Beno, lift up the gates your head in the days of Shlomo Beno, Kishyovo Lahachnis Aron Lebeis Kotshi Akadoshim, Vidovku Sha'arim Zeboze. And the gates cleaved one to another. And this is the page 218. I'm reading the Rashi on page 218 in Pasik Zion. Now this is the classic. This is why we all think of the doors shut. The doors were glued closed. And the doors refused to open no matter what. Bimei Shlomo, Benoi, the son of David. David is saying this. He's giving this is a nevuah. What's going to happen? Kishiyavoya v'hachnes adam lebeis kotshei hakadoshim v'dovku sh'adam the gates ze boze. Omar, he said, Esrim v'arba rinanois v'loy na'ano sh'loy moi recited the last things, the last 24 mizmoirim in Sefer Tehillim, all the halalukas at the end of the Shir Hamalos at the very end of Tehillim. And v'loy na'anod, he was not answered. At sha'amar, until he said, and now Rashi's not telling you the whole story over here. This is part of the whole discussion over here. He said Tehillim, he said different songs, nothing doing, and he demanded su'ushan roshechem, as we explained in great length, and the very last part of the story is, at sha'amar, al toshev p'nei mishichecha, do not turn away embarrassed the face of your anointed one, Zochro l'chaste David avdecha. Remember the kindness of David, your servant, and then the gates open. In other words, the whole story, what happened on that fateful day, is scattered throughout Tanakh. Okay, he quotes over from Divrei Hayamim, and he quotes, this mizmor is critical, and there's another mizmor which says the pasuk of Pnei Meshichecha, that's in Divrei Hayamim. To get the whole story, you got to piece together sections of Tanakh all over. Again, Rashi over here cites the Medrash where the gates dovku, they cleaved. Somewhere I saw this. Maybe I have it over here. Okay, let's see Hilchot. Let's go to the Shas. We'll finish the last Rashi. Next page. Pischei Olam. This bothers me very. What does it mean? Pischei Olam. What does this mean? Pesachim shekidushoson olamis. Gates. Entrances whose sanctity is eternal. What does that mean exactly? That's a very esoteric statement. And the Sif Zei Zekenim, it says, Shek Tusha Son Kedusha Lamas Ritzen Alay Mashal Lashar Sashchina Bevokam Acher Ah Mishibot Nivche Beis HaMidash Inam Yesh Loy Mashal HaShadim Nignizu V'Kayom Lo'olam V'Agam Lo'os Liyibonim Kam. And the first idea that he says, this was the first thing that we spoke about when we read this Mizmar. As he said, the Bamos. Remember we spoke about the Bamos? Rak HaBamos. All of the kings until Yoshua were unsuccessful. They were unsuccessful in convincing Klal Yisrael that the Bayis Rishon is the final destination. They know, you know, the Beis HaMikdash, this beautiful, beautiful building, an upgrade. But you know, you lease, let's say a person's very wealthy, he leases a car. This is not going to be my last car before I leave this world. I got now a new model, and in 2-3 years, I'm going to get a better car. Right? This is not the last. This is not the last. Like I told you, I love this story. I told you this person, his name was, everyone knows, it's a famous Pesach Aretz. Rav Pesach Aretz, my sister was in his class when he had his seventh child. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, he had 10 children. He came into class,
ten boys.
And he came into class and he said to the girls in the class, my sister told this to me first day, and he came into class and he told her, I get a mazel tov. I had a baby boy. And this is Baruch Hashem, my seventh son. But girls, I want to tell you, this may be Shvihi Shel Pesach, but it's not Acharoim Shel Pesach. When I heard that, I was a little kid and I thought that is so vulgar. Today,
no,
it doesn't even make a dent on me. Yeah.
It's so like him.
It's so like him. So over here, when you go buy at least a car, I'm here at Sashem. We're going to get, you know, in 2-3 years, even a better car, right? So when Klal Yisrael, this upgrade, there was the Mishkan in the desert, there was Gilgal, there was Shiloh, there was Noiv, there's Givon, and now we come over here to Yerushalayim, Har Maria. Oh, very nice, beautiful structure. Shlomo HaMelech, he paved the streets with gold. But guess what? It gets better. There's platinum. We're not finished. After a couple of years, we'll move on to a better location. A bit more beautiful building. We have gridlock in Yerushalayim, okay? Gridlock. So this is only a Bama Gedoyla. It's not the final destination. If it's a Bama Gedoyla, then you're allowed to have a Bama Kitana. Everyone go into your backyard and build a Bama Kitana because it's not the final destination. Every single one of the kings of Klal Yisrael told Klal Yisrael, get it through your head. This is the final destination. There's nothing more than this. This is the end. This is the permanent resting place. Memela, this is it. Bomois kitanois are usur. Yet every melech failed to convince Klal Yisrael that this was the final destination. And that's why it always concludes, Rak ha-bomois loy hisiru. They cannot convince Klal Yisrael this is, because if they convinced them, everyone would in a second give up the Bama Ketana. They did not give up the Bama Ketana as a statement that the Mikdash is a Bama Gedoyla. A Bama Gedoyla, you're allowed to have a Bama Ketana. Rak ha-bamois lo hesiru. When they brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Rashi says it all. Rashi says, su'usu v'usu pischei oylam. The Pischei Olam, Pisachim Shekidushoson Olamis, forever, the gates here, this is the forever, Olam means forever, we're not moving on to Tel Aviv, we're done, this is the final, that's what it means, Olamis, and therefore everyone now get rid of the Bamos Ketanos, we're done. Over here you see in the Asif says the Kenani, he really strengthens this. Shekidushan kedusha olamis ritzon olamar sheloy sharsa shchina b'makoyim acher. We're not going anywhere else. Get rid of the bamos. We're done. Mishenivne beis hamikdash. Klal Yisrael couldn't accept that. They could not accept that. And this is the moment where he was trying to accept, trying to emphasize this point. And this was a big issue for how many years? For over 200 years. More, 300 years, 350 years.
The person has a much more personal relationship with Hashem.
Doesn't matter. Halacha, that wasn't the issue. According to the Mitzudos and according to the way Rav Shimon Schwab explains this, that wasn't the issue. It wasn't because, like we always give the example, you talk during davening, they put on the table the paper lach, all the parasha sheets. Are you allowed to read a parasha sheet during Chazaras Hashatz? It is osur. How come the Rabbanim don't fight this? They have bigger battles to fight.
They do.
They have bigger battles. Okay, but they have bigger battles to fight. The rabbi collects all the papers.
Takes all the papers.
Yeah. Okay, so, but not everyone has. Not
everyone. They have to give out the parasha sheets, and each parasha sheet is stamped across it.
Don't read during Chazaras Hashatz. Real, yeah. So you have bigger battles to fight. I'm learning Torah. Better I should learn Torah than I should look at my smartphone, and I should read the news during Chazaras Hashatz. Right.
Doesn't seem the doors are being punished. It seems they're being, you know, they're going to be forever and ever.
That's the goal. That was the goal. Okay, these words here are said with precision. David over here is trying to convince the people, Shlomo HaMelech, and David, in writing this, this is the final destination. We're not going to build another Mikdash anywhere else in Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's not just a bama gedola. This is a mikdash. And lemay nafkamina, what are the consequences? When you have a mikdash, you're not permitted to have a bama kitana. If this is nothing more than a bama gedola, which means it's a temporary structure until we go to a new place and build even a more beautiful building, then you would be permitted to have in your backyard a bama kitana. And this was the issue that haunted Klal Yisrael for 350 years, to convince them. And the one that finally succeeded, where it says he got rid of the Bamais, was Yoshiyahu. I'm not mistaken, it was Yoshiyahu. He was the one who finally, and that is the greatness of Yoshiyahu. And I think Bechaz is correct, what I'm saying. If that, because it says by him, he got rid of the Bamais.
But not the Beit Zohar with the doors going that way, you know.
Okay, are you right? Okay, that's another issue. Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. But to achieve.
And this was a reputation to Yerovim ben Nevat, who wanted to say.
That was another issue, right?
That
Beis El and Dun, we said that. How was it explains? It gives how was Yerovim ben Nevat able to pull off this mishigas to build another temple in Beis El and Dun? To us, it's like, what? How people were so gullible that you have the Beis HaMikdash and he builds a replica in Beis El and Dan? It doesn't make any sense. Well, with this, you said it makes a lot of sense, because the Beis HaMikdash, in the eyes of the masses, public opinion was, it's not the final resting place. So that's right. Well, anyway, we're going to travel. So in the meantime, we'll make another Bama Gedoyla. There's a Bama Gedoyla in Yerushalayim, and there's a Bama Gedoyla in Beis El and Dan. He was able to pull it off. Because as long as the people still had in their backyard a Bama Kitana, it was a statement by the public, we do not believe in the word Olamas. You, Shlomo and David, can say all you want that this is the final resting place. Good for you. We don't accept it. And Yoshiyahu, this is the godless. Now you can appreciate, why was he the greatest king in Klal Yisrael? What is it? What did he do? What was his godless? So the Olam says he did teshuva. He brought about the greatest Baal teshuva movement. Unfortunately, that didn't pan out, because as you said, people were still secretly holding on to the Avodah Zarah. Where was his real success? That is a legacy forever. He got rid of the Bamas. Getting rid of the Bamas means he convinced Klal Yisrael, this is the final destination. That's an awesome concept. Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Anyway, all of the Lashichnoi Sidrishu Uvasa Shama. You have to have Emuna. David and Nasan HaNavi, they are Pi Ruach HaKodesh. You have to have Emuna that this is the final resting place. Hanachla. So what is the Nachla? They said the Nachla, we don't have the Nachla yet. We don't have the Nachla, we're still searching. It might be in Beis Shemesh. It might be in Tel Aviv. It might be in Tzfas. We don't know. It might be in Hebron. All right, we're going to stop here. Next mission, Monday, we're moving on. We're moving on to Mizmor Chafei, Monday.
Yoshio, today is my Einakot's birthday, Yoshio Chaim Levi, Marcus. My name is Yoshio
Chaim. Yoshio, today's birthday.
Yoshio.
Happy birthday.
My son-in-law, Yitzi Marcus, from Pamela.
Yes. Wait. Which one is Yitzi?
He's now teaching in Chaim Berlin as a special rabbi, a special ed rabbi.
That's your grandson?
Yeah, no, that's my son.
That's his son-in-law.
His son is...
I'm sure I know my face. I'm not good with names.
A long time, Chaim Berlin.
Sure, I know my friends.
Yeah.
I know the Marcus family. I know all the Marcus family. I remember.
There's a few Marcus.
Yeah? He was someone that I knew.
Not Gershon Marcus. Now in Florida.
But I know not him, not that family.
Not that family.
Oh, different family, Marcus family. For
Benzenhurst.
Okay. I'm sure I know them. I'm just not good with the names. Okay.
Today
is
your side of
Menachem Mendel
Menachem
Mendel
the
man.
You didn't say Tachnun. You should or you should not?
We did not say Tachnun this morning.
Why?
Because it is your side.
It's because it's Friday. You anyway don't say that.
No, Friday we do say
that. What are you? Who says Tachnun on Friday?
The Rav has the sign there. It's no Tachnun today.
Where? From the Indian? Israel?
No.
The Barami Rottenberg. Your side today.
The Wall Street Journal.
That's a big yard side. Oh, I also think today I've got to check this out. It's a very, very, very big yard sale. A yard sale that everyone doesn't talk about. It's a very big yard sale.
And you're just standing here with?
With
me. With the wife.
Tell you in a second, I don't want to make a mistake. Yeah. Today is the yard sale of the Gerrit Sevek from Vilna. So it's tomorrow. It's
$20.
It's your side of your great, your cousin or uncle.
Dr. Oz is going to win.
Who? Okay, is he on that
meeting?
He's
Turkish.
Dr. Oz.
He's going to win. Maybe it's the great guard.
They're not going to have a recap. Because the rhino is going to have a recap.
Okay.
But he's yesterday he was over 1,000 ahead. With some. See, the state split on him. First. East went for him.
No,
the
love
Western
in the Berlin CAA,
Well, the Trump day, Tuesday is going to be a
trend. The blank lawyers.
Because.
The choice
was because apparently, the reports every Tuesday. The reports are out of Georgia that Purdue is getting clobbered. Doesn't make sense. According to a
fine
poll,
who knows
if we can trust them?
What's your choice?
Trust NBC. Well, there's no other poll. There's a guy
going around. Milk the skepticism.
There's a guy
in Orlando.
Trying to go to the guy that's the campaign. There's a report. It's true that Trump
But they're going to blow that up. Meanwhile, Herschel Walker is
Crazy Arts had a Moshe Soloveitchik from Switzerland.
Moshe Soloveitchik?
Yeah, I've got Moshe and Mordecai. No English Moshe. From Lucerne? Any relationship? But tomorrow's the Arts head of the Gerd Sede. Tomorrow's the Arts head of a Ron Melbourne.
What?
Anyone going to the parade Sunday?
Huh? Israel Day Parade?
Yeah, Sunday, right?
Yes.
Oh, you could have it.
Okay, let's learn a little bit, some Chumash today.